Were you at the opening of Disneyland?
I was. Great story. We had started for almost, when we first started to design the thing, we were working in those days, a six-day week. Then we were working 6 days and a couple nights. And then as the years went in, we were working 3 nights a week. And then we were working 4 nights a week, all 6 days a week. And the pressure was on to finish the park. So I had had it by that time. And I knew the park was going to be finished at a certain date, the date that you saw the things. So I told Dick Irvine and Walt and Marvin and Carol Clark that I was going to take a two-week vacation and go to New York because I had bought some tickets. I was entitled to a vacation and so forth. And as you know, it was a disaster that when the park opened, everything was not functioning and so forth.
Right.
But I was told that if I went back east and went on a two-week vacation in New York, don't expect to have my job when I came back.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what I was told. I've been my own man my whole life. I had my own company prior to that, so I didn't have to be beholden to go back to work at Disney, and especially under the threat of that.
Right.
So when I went back, and my wife and I saw a couple Broadway shows and enjoyed it, came back to the studio, and I went in the studio and was getting my office, packing up my stuff. And this was 2 weeks after the park had opened, because I left about 3 days before the park opened.
Yeah.
I'm packing up my stuff, and I can't remember, it wasn't Walt, but it was Dick Irvine and Marvin. I said, what are you doing, Stan? I said, well, Walt and you guys told me I was fired if I went on vacation. But things had calmed down by that time. They said, oh, come on. You know, that's when Walt said stay and get into the TV and so forth. So I stayed. But I didn't really give a rat's fanny.
Wow.
My parents went in my place.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, my parents
went.
Wow.